You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Isaiah, chapter 60 and verse 22. The least of you will become a thousand, the smallest a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In its time, I will do this swiftly. Brethren, we must understand that it is one thing to know the will of God, to have the promise of God, to know the mind of God. It is another thing to understand the timing of God. And usually His time is not our time. We always have a problem in working with God in the sense that it usually looks like God's timing does not augur well with us. But brethren, His time is always the best. God is never too fast. He's never too slow. God is always accurately on time. He said, in His time, I will do this swiftly. He said there is a time to everything under the sun. There are some issues. They are just a matter of time. They are already settled. God is not looking for ingredients. God is not rushing here and there. Those issues are already settled. When the time comes, that issue will unfold. Take for example, the day our Lord Jesus Christ is going to return. Did you know that that date has been set? It's not as if God is watching to see how events are unfolding. And then He will now say, Jesus, rise up. Angel, blow the trumpet. It is time. No. Jesus said, nobody knows the day but the Father. The day is already settled. It is settled with God. God has determined that time. Whether you are ready or not, whether the world is ready or not, when that time is up, Jesus will appear in the sky. So there are matters of our lives that just have to do with timing. And I can assure you, every time God promises something about your life, it comes with timing. You see, when the time of a thing comes, we just discover that the same thing you've been doing before that look as if it's not working, you will do the same thing and then the harvest will be very great. In fact, if you are not careful, you may now think that maybe you have discovered a working formula. You have not. It is just time. Something, they only respond to time. But I want you to note one thing. Between the promise and the assurance of the time, God said something in that passage. He said, I am the Lord. You see, every time God introduces Himself as the Lord, that is to tell you that nothing can stop Him from doing what He wants to do. He won't call Himself the Lord if you can stop Him. Then in what way is He the Lord? But you see, He is the Lord because nobody can stop Him. That is why, you see, look at the passage. Let's read it again and see the way it is arranged. He says, the least of you will become a thousand, the smallest a mighty nation. Now let's jump that I am the Lord and go to, in His time, I will do this swiftly. Did you know it still makes sense? It still makes sense. So why did He introduce to us that He is the Lord before He talked about bringing it to pass in His time? He wants you to know. He's revealing Himself to us that the person that is saying this is the Lord. And don't think that, maybe by the time it will be time for God to do this thing, things will have changed and the exchange rate will have gone so high. I may not be able to afford things. No, it has nothing to do with all of that with God. In His time, He will do it. Why? He is the Lord. He said, I am the Lord. Nothing stops me. Nothing can hold me from accomplishing my purpose for your life. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy. Jesus comes.